This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. No doubt John realized many would have the same problem he and the other disciples had in understanding the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus told them he would rise after dying, but they had a hard time grasping that promise. In fact, they locked themselves in a room, afraid and despairing. When they were told about the empty tomb, they remained strangled in disbelief. Only after he appeared did their fears begin to subside. Thomas was absent when Jesus first appeared. A week later, he still doubted. He wanted tangible proof. Amazingly, when Jesus appeared a week later, he singled out Thomas and gave him tangible evidence that he was bodily alive. Thomas was overwhelmed with reality, with sovereignty, and with the words of the living Christ in John 20:27, "Stop doubting and believe." At this, Thomas declared, "My Lord and my God." That declaration of faith was enough. Jesus accepted his commitment and worship, but said in John 20:29, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Our age boasts about their scientific achievements. They want evidence. In the first century, it was no different. They wanted evidence. John reminded them, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you may have life in his name. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.